KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 53 degrees. In Atlantic, we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 80, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and some area news. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally on the state fairgrounds in Des Moines Saturday night, his first appearance in the state since leaving office in January. Eric Branstad worked on Trump's 2016 and 2020 Iowa campaigns, and he's a senior advisor to Trump's Political Action Committee.
The crowd sizes in Alabama here recently and Georgia, absolutely, there's not a place that will fit us besides right here. Outside.
Thursday afternoon, the stage was being set up where the Midway operates during the Iowa State Fair. Branstad says jumbotrons will be in place so the crowd can watch the Iowa-Penn State football game. Trump will not speak until the game is over.
An Iowa game watch party with thousands of my closest friends and a Trump rally. This is my dream come true.
At his September 25th rally on the Georgia National Fairgrounds, Trump criticized Georgia's Republican governor for the certification of Joe Biden's win in that state nearly a year ago. Trump carried Iowa by 8 points in 2020, and most of Iowa's top Republicans have been invited to speak at the Des Moines rally. That includes Iowa's Republican governor, Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, and two Republican congresswomen from Iowa, all of whom are seeking re-election.
Where we're focused right now is making sure that we win Congress in 2022 and making sure that we win up and down the ballot next year.
Trump has made it clear he may run for president again in 2024. A recent Des Moines Register Iowa poll found 53% of Iowans have a favorable view of Trump, which is higher than what it was during the presidency.
And I've seen this from my very first rally that I was staff at 2016. The movement has only gotten bigger.
Trump also appears to be the most popular Republican in Iowa, with 91% of Republicans surveyed for the Iowa poll saying they have a favorable view of the former president. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Ross Wilburn says that's worrisome.
Iowa Republicans have tied themselves to a man who attacked the very foundation of our democracy throughout his time in office.
Wilburn says Trump has shown a complete disregard for the rule of law as he continues to protest the 2020 election outcome.
He's toxic for our democracy, and it's been well established that he did nothing to stop his supporters from violently attacking our Capitol, even while his own vice president was inside.
Wilburn made his comments during the Iowa Democratic Party's weekly online news conference. A fourth candidate has announced that he intends to compete in the Iowa Democratic Party's 2022 primary for the U.S. Senate and the chance to challenge Republican Chuck Grassley's bid for an eighth term. 71-year-old Bob Krause of Burlington ran unsuccessfully for the party's Senate nomination in 2010 and 2016. He's released a recorded statement on YouTube.
I was 8 years old when Grassley was first elected to the Iowa House, and then I saw him move on to the U.S. House and to the United States Senate. And 41 years later, I can tell you that those 41 years were not good for Iowa, and they were not good for the nation.
Former Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids, former Crawford County Supervisor Dave Mulbauer, and Glenn Hurst, a doctor from Minden, are the three candidates who have announced they're seeking the spot on the ballot to challenge Grassley next year. Krause says he's running because he fears Republicans will try to sabotage the 2022 election.
We are in the midst of a gathering storm. And this election is about saving our democracy from destruction. Simply put, I care to be part of the solution.
Krause announced in 2013 that he would run for governor, but he endorsed another candidate a few months later and did not file the paperwork to have his name on the 2014 primary ballot. In the 1970s, Krause served three terms in the state legislature. In 1978, he ran for state treasurer, losing to the Republican incumbent. A member of the Polk County Board of Supervisors is suing the county for alleged libel and extortion. Matt McCoy has filed legal papers to intervene in a wrongful termination lawsuit filed by the county's former Human Resources Director, Jim Nahas, against the county and McCoy's four fellow supervisors. McCoy denies allegations that he made a violent and vulgar remark about a female county employee that she overheard last year. He says Nahas and another witness do not recall him making such a remark and that they were pressured for political reasons to implicate him in wrongdoing. Iowa's state auditor is accused of using his office for political gain in a new lawsuit. The Kirkwood Institute claims Rob Sand also violated open records laws. The lawsuit follows Sand's accusation that the governor improperly appeared in a COVID-19 PSA, or public service announcement, which the nonprofit organization says wasn't right. In response to the lawsuit, Sand released a statement saying the nonprofit is biased. And the Department of Transportation in Iowa has opened up the online renewal process for commercial driver's licenses. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Transportation Commission approved new rules to allow the online renewal option for CDL holders, and it's meeting September after lawmakers approved the change. Other drivers have been able to renew their licenses online for several years. The one exception to the online CDL renewals are those with hazardous materials endorsements. They're required to take a test each time they renew. For more information on renewing your CDL, go to the DOT's website. I'm Dar Danielson.
And I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.